It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear how learning centers at low-income apartments in Wisconsin are trying to help residents from preschool through college.
First, Wisconsin's new Department of Corrections Secretary, John Litcher, appeared before the state Senate yesterday. It was his first public appearance since being appointed by Governor Scott Walker last month when then-Secretary Adwal resigned.
Litcher may have his work cut out for him. He takes over in the midst of investigations into allegations of abuse and civil rights violations at the Northern Wisconsin Youth Detention Facility, Lincoln Hills. On top of that, there's been growing concern over employee morale among corrections officers and protests over the use of solitary confinement.
Joining us now to tell us more is WPR's criminal justice reporter, Gilman Halstead. He covers the courts and criminal justice system at WPR. Gilman, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
Well, how would you describe the climate that the new Department of Corrections secretary is walking into right now?
I think Rob just described it pretty well. It's somewhat chaotic. With this investigation going on up at Lincoln Hills and more information coming out about the allegations of abuse and neglect there, violence and sexual assaults, and not very good educational programming, according to some of the people who visited from Milwaukee. So we've got all of that going on. Rob mentioned the low morale. That's been driven by staffing problems that I think it's pretty well accepted, began soon after Act 10 when the staff at the prisons lost their bargaining rights and there were a lot of retirements. And that's led to shortages. They're trying really hard, as John Litcher said during his confirmation hearing, that they're recruiting. They've got about 240 people ready to be trained and others who have just been trained, and he seems to feel that that's somewhat under control or will be in the near future. So he does have a lot to deal with, and the prison reform group Wisdom is continuing to push for reforms that they have been for the past several years, and they were there in force at the hearing to raise those concerns, although not directly to Secretary Litcher.
What do we know about John Litcher and how his background might inform the choices that he makes going forward?
Well, I think we heard from senators on the panel that they're, for the most part, positive about both the fact that he's had experience as Secretary of Corrections from 1999 to 2003 under Governor Thompson, but he's got an educational background other than that and a background that includes dealing with employee relations directly. He was Secretary of the Department of Employee Relations under Governor Tommy Thompson for 8 years. He, before that, 3 years as Secretary for the Higher Education AIDS Board, and more recently has sort of filled in out of retirement as a school superintendent in both Lake Mills and Cambria-Friesland District, which is nearby Beaver Dam where he lives. So that education aspect of his experience is being welcomed by a lot of people, very different from the background of his predecessor, Ed Wall, who came from the Department of Criminal Investigation.
Is that education background, do you think, pegged to be especially applicable to the Lincoln Hills struggle that's going on right now?
I have a feeling. I mean, nobody has said that directly, but it certainly is something that that even those who are the most concerned about what's going on up there are encouraged by. But I think they're even more encouraged by his commitment to rebuild public trust and to create more transparency. There was very little transparency of the department under Secretary Wall, and he's made it clear. I don't know if he actually said my door is always open, but he did say that he was open to meeting both with legislators and with community groups and advocacy groups to listen to and talk with them about their concerns and try to address them.
Well, rebuilding public trust, that's probably at the top of the to-do
yes.
list. Among the top of what's probably a pretty long to-do list. Did he say anything else about how he might go about that?
Well, on the public trust side, he really just said, I'm ready to talk to anybody and to listen, and that he's committed to to being an advocate for reform if he's convinced that reform is one that's really needed and will work. I think back to the morale side of things, he He, of course, was secretary before Act 10, and so he worked with employees through the union, and he talked about sort of councils that they had set up so that there was good communication. He wants to reestablish those if they're not working right now. He did say that. And the only specific thing he said on morale, which was a little bit vague and hard to understand, was that he wants to do something about seniority. And the impression that I got from what he said was that he wants to make sure that people who have seniority are rewarded for their loyalty, so that people who are just coming in see that if it's a career that's going to lead to something.
We're talking right now with WPR's criminal justice reporter Gilman Halstead, and we're talking about the new Department of Corrections Secretary John Litch and what's going to be top on his list. And looking at this, looking at Lincoln Hills right now, what specifics has Litcher given to reforming the state's juvenile detention facilities?
He's not given any specifics. I guess he has talked. He's been told basically by the governor that he can do whatever he feels is necessary up there. He has said that he will meet with parent groups in Milwaukee, and that he will work with Senator Taylor, Senator Lena Taylor, and community organizations in Milwaukee to help facilitate transportation to bring some of these community organizers up to Lincoln Hills to provide programming. That's already happened once before Secretary Wall left, and they're working to make that a regular practice. Beyond that, there were no. We know that there's lots of things going on in Milwaukee now about trying to pull these kids from Milwaukee out, but he didn't address that in the hearing. He tried, I think, very much to say we're going to make changes there so that it's a safe and good place for the young people to be.
And on the subject of solitary confinement, groups like Wisdom have been advocating to greatly reduce the amount of time right. that it's used in prisons. Do we have any sense about how Litcher feels about that?
No, he did not speak to that at all. One of the other reforms that he did speak about, that issue was not asked by the senators. And so when the Wisdom representatives came and made testimony, he was already gone. So they spoke about their concerns about that, but not when he was there to respond to it. So he did field questions about the changes in parole, which is another issue that the Wisdom group has been pushing for changes in. These old law prisoners who were convicted before truth and sentencing went into effect, and there's a couple of thousand of them who are eligible for parole. One of the interesting things he said there, interesting to me anyway, and others I think, was that it's not up to him to change that parole system, that the parole commission is completely independent, and that all the DOC does is provide information to the parole commission about an inmate's behavior in prison, and then decisions. So any change there is not likely to come from Litcher. So I would say there was not really any specific response about I'm going to move ahead on solitary confinement or on parole, or there are a couple of other issues that they've been pushing. The revocation issue he did talk about, trying to change the rules so that people aren't revoked from their parole for simply violating a rule and aren't sent back to prison unless they commit a new crime. He spoke a little bit about that but made no commitments.
Are there any concerns about this appointment, or has this been pretty much unanimously agreed upon?
Well, I think there are concerns from some of the reformers until they really see the reform groups until they really see sit down and have a meeting with them, if that's going to happen. But I'd say they're relatively optimistic. I mean, I think one concern might be that so much has changed in the Department of Corrections and in state law since Litcher was secretary in the early 2000s, whether there'll be a steep learning curve in terms of addressing, making any changes in a system that's already changed so much since he was there before. And so, and there were some difficult things he had to deal with back then that he may have to deal with again if there's a consent decree that comes out of Lincoln Hills. I mean, he was secretary when the lawsuit against the Supermax was filed and inmates won that change. So he has experience with that.
Thanks, sir, to Gilman Halsted, WPR's criminal justice reporter.